Good morning, Lee.
We'll touch on the healthcare insurance 3-2-1 Go Kids Race, which is coming up on the 15th of this month. It went virtual this year, the Heritage Burnie 10. How did it all go?
Virtually pretty good.
Like a play on words.
Yes. No, it was great. It's great to have over 1,000 registered and competing all around the state and nationally and internationally. We've got a phone call from Shane Morris from Baltimore.
Right.
Baltimore, just outside of Washington, D.C. So, yeah, so we had a few internationals, New Zealand and that as well. So it's always, that's something a little bit different.
So it did stretch far and wide.
It's going to be a challenge getting the medallions and T-shirts across to those people, but we'll do it.
Nice to see the words got out.
Yes.
It'd be nice when we go back to normal, hopefully, in some sort of normality in 2021.
That's right. I wonder if he's going to compete in the 2021 version.
So the Burnie 10 virtual event, so it's all about getting the medallions and the T-shirts out now, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's right. Well, it's great to have 1,000 registered participants, but it's also it's about of getting the medallions out, and they're starting to go out. We've had the medallions able to be collected from the Burnie Council Chambers, and people can still do that. But we're just sending out the medallions now, and the T-shirts will be soon, the next couple of days as well, as we start getting those from the supplier.
Great to see the competitors have adapted to 2020 the way it's looked this year, and hope to see them back and then some for next year's events, the Heritage Burnie 10 and RACT Burnie 5. So we've got the Healthcare Insurance 3-2-1 Go Kids Race, and that's on Sunday the 15th of November.
Yeah, it's a little bit later this year than the normal. It's just through the transition from football to cricket. The ground out at West Park was available on the 15th of November, so it's a couple of weeks' time.
Now, this is age for the littlies. This is 5 years up to the age of 13. Am I right in saying that?
Exactly. In the six races, still keep the six races exactly as they are, but different times. They're actually spanned out throughout the day. The first one starts at 9 a.m. and I think the last one's at 3 a.m. Just allow people to come in with their children and having well spaced apart. So normally they're about 30 minutes apart, but this time it's up to an hour and a half apart to allow people to exit the ground.
Tell me, Rick, with the position that we're in with COVID-19, is there a limit of runners this year?
Yes, there is. Well, unfortunately, we had to cap the races at 180, and that'll accommodate most of the fields anyway. So it's just a matter of that we've got to do this due diligence and duty of care, and got to make sure it's in our COVID safety plan, and that we've got some sort of limitation on the crowd sizes. That's our main sort of challenge.
Of course, we've got to continue doing the right thing now. And entries, they're available right now, and they're available up until which date?
Right up until the 12th of November, which I hope is a Thursday.
It is a Thursday. I've just checked my calendar.
Yes.
So that's closing midnight on Thursday the 12th.
Yeah, that allows the day on the Friday to make sure that everything's okay and we're running for the people on Sunday. We can't accept race entries on the day. There won't be. We will be distributing the race bibs. Our original plan was not to distribute any race bibs. We won't have the point open or anything like that. But there was just the bit of feedback we've got really just can't go past. There's a lot of interest in this race, and a lot of people come down from Launceston and further afield, and they just can't get to Burnie to collect their bibs during that week. So we will be taking our race bibs down there, and children will be able to collect theirs on the day.
Okay, and race numbers can be collected from the Burnie City Council Chambers. That's between 10 and 3 on Wednesday. The 11th, Thursday the 12th, or Friday the 13th.
That's exactly right.
And how much are the fees for this year?
It's $10. We've paired it all back, just like the virtual.
Framed Burnie it the 10. Same way as the virtual Burnie 10.
$10. Everything's $10, and just we're not making any money out of this event. It's just a community event, and just trying to cover costs as much as we can. So we just paired it back to $10. So there won't be any entertainment on the ground. Not sideshow, but we used to have jumping castles and a few things like that. Unfortunately, this year we're trying to get people to have the race and then probably exit the ground.
Vacate
the ground, unfortunately.
Yep.
So,
I think we're getting used to the rules and regulations as they stand at the moment. And that Lap for Littlies pre-race event's been cancelled for this year, hasn't it, unfortunately?
That's a decision we agonised over for quite some time. But nothing gives us greater thrill than seeing the little 4, 3, and 2-year-olds running around the park. But just normally we set up, and it takes a bit to set up, and it's normally the first race is 11 o'clock in the morning. This year it's 9 o'clock, so we've got 2 hours less to do everything. We can't set up the day before because there's cricket played at the on the 14th of November. at West Park. So it's really everything that morning. We have a number of volunteers and they're doing a great job putting everything together, but just we just physically can't get ready in the time, the time frame from daybreak until that 9 o'clock when the first race is due. We just couldn't have the Litleys run. It's just unfortunate. But
so the kids can go out there and get a bit of fresh air into their lungs have a bit of fun and have some smiles on their faces too, just like the oldies have done with the virtual Burnie 10 this year, thanks to Heritage. So we must thank Healthcare Insurance for the 3-2-1 Go Kids race again this year and all the other sponsors, because there are able bodies out there that if we didn't have their help, it wouldn't go ahead, and also our volunteers too.
Look, Lee, I'm glad you brought up the sponsors and the partners of the races. The Healthcare Insurance 3-2-1 Go Kids race, you know, just we couldn't put it on without the loyal support of a number of key partners that we have, and we didn't get any refusals this year. I rang up and said, look, I really, it's going to be an abbreviated, it's a sort of a Healthcare Insurance 3-2-1 Go light version this year, and everyone still came on board and allowed us to put it on. That's the reason the kids in that are paying $10, so we can, because we've got the support from the partners.
3-2-1-go.com.au, that is the website. Perfect. And Rick Ferguson, always appreciate your time, whether we're talking Heritage Burnie 10 or Healthcare Insurance 3-2-1 Go Kids Race. It's always very important on the Burnie calendar and the whole Northwest.
Great, thanks for your support, Lee. Thank you.